Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Look for you.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Well, welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and very excited about having a new friend on the show. Brent Sapp is here, ladies and gentlemen. Brent is the CEO of Ink Navigator. He's a product innovator, an author, entrepreneurial activist, and founder of the Economy Heroes movement. And he's here to talk to us about something that I've been talking to you about for a long time. Not for a while, though, but it's still a big deal. No man's land, and how do we fix it? Brent Sapp, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back on the show, and we have a mutual friend, Doug Tatum, that's been a member of my Brain Trust for a long time. That you, the two of you, are working together on the No Man's Land project, which we're going to talk a little bit about a new iteration of all that in a little bit. But first, Brent, what I want to talk about is the problem that's being addressed. And over the years in my career observing small businesses, growing small businesses, I don't know how many times I've seen regular Main Street small businesses over the years grow a little bit at a time and get to the point where they need more financial help than their local bank, even the local branch of a big bank sometimes, could provide them. They outgrew their financial infrastructure that was around them. And then they got to the point where, which is what Doug Tatum described as no man's land. Now, what I want you to talk to the audience about is explain to them a little better than I just did about no man's land.
Well, you nailed it. I mean, this is where the tagline or the subtitle of Doug's book used to be, no man's land, was that when companies are too big to be small and too small to be big.
Yep.
And now the subtitle, which is more to the point, is when growing companies fail.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really has, you know, these are companies where they're looking at that top line, they're growing fast, but they don't recognize much of the time that there is that they're going to have to fund this growth. And this is an inevitable, unavoidable stage of business. You know, there's hundreds of reasons why a company might fail in the startup. But once, as your point, when they get a certain amount of momentum, they're growing, and then they experience these issues in, you know, specific categories that if they don't address and think about ahead of time, as you said, then they're in big trouble.
Well, and I call it succeeding yourself out of business. Brent.
That's a great phrase.
And so what it looks like is when you're walking down the street and you see a buddy of yours who. The last time you talked to him, he was in Clover, and now he looks like he's been run over by a truck. He's asking you, did you get the license number? And you say, what's going on? What's the matter? He said, I just lost my business. How could that be? You had customers lined up last week out the door. He says, I don't know what happened. Well, what happened was he grew himself. He outgrew his capitalization strategy. And I'm going to parse you a little bit on one thing you said, Brent. The people who are truly in no man's land, they actually know by now that they can't, that they have to fund growth. The people who don't learn, that haven't learned that they have to fund growth, they don't actually get to no man's land. They fail already, in my opinion.
That's right.
The people who are truly in no man's land, they actually know that they've got to fund their growth because they've been working at the local bank like a stepchild. You know what I mean? They've been working that banker hard until that banker finally says, look, we can't go any farther with you. You got to get that other $1 million from somewhere else or that other $5 million, but it's still not enough for you're still, that's what puts you in a no man's land, doesn't it?
Yes. Absolutely, and they and it, as you said, they know when they get there, but so often it sneaks up on them because they're just that top line is growing, and when that happens, and they've got that momentum, life is good.
And they're in a new environment too. This is another thing about No Man's Land. When they've been for the last 20 years, they just call Billy Joe Bob down at the bank and say, I needed to add $100,000 onto my $1 million line, and everything's been good. So Billy Joe Bob at the bank gave it to him. Well, when you go outside of town for that other million or 5 million, those guys have something called covenants, don't they, Brent?
They do.
And that's what our sweet small business owner is not familiar with, is those covenants.
Right. Well, and also too, if they're aware of these issues and they are preparing.
Hey Brent, hold on to that thought. I'm gonna let you pick up on that when we come back after these messages. We have to stop for a couple of minutes to sell some stuff. 20 till right back after these messages. Whatever you do, folks, do not go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.